Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Now, a major appeal of video games is the chance to escape ordinary life and live out an exciting power fantasy, because nothing says life is great and so am I like plowing through waves of enemies with ease. However, not all games are created equal, as there are plenty out there that point-blank refuse to make players feel, well, special at all. Instead, they make you feel like you've never even bloody played a video game before, and the titles on this list definitely fit into that category like a glove. So let's have a chat about them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video games you play for hours and stay a beginner. Number 10, Tunic. When looking at Tunic, you wouldn't be wrong for thinking that it looks like a nice, cozy adventure game, but you will have a rude awakening when you start playing it, as you'll instantly be left thinking, what the hell am I supposed to do? Now, Tunic has an ingenious approach to gameplay, as it relies heavily on the player to figure things out for themselves. It invites you to explore and experiment, with no button prompts telling you to jump or hit this, no marker telling you where to go, and no signposting. You figure the game out by translating old gaming instruction manuals that help you discover the controls organically. It takes some time, but piecing the world's lore and mechanics together is infinitely rewarding. Of course, this leads to a lengthy period, which never truly ends, where you feel like you're stumbling around in the dark, trying to figure out what the hell you're meant to do. Ultimately, the more you play the game, the more eureka moments you will have. But there's a sense even deep into the game that there's plenty you just don't know. Number 9, World of Horror. A horror game's biggest challenge typically revolves around keeping your pants dry rather than complicated mechanics, as the gameplay tends to be rather simple. However, when stepping into this World of Horror, well, you have to contend with both. World of Horror is a 1-bit pixel role-playing game styled after the work of the legendary manga artist Junji Ito, and the granddaddy of cosmic horror himself, H.P. Lovecraft. It tasks you with investigating supernatural mysteries before an impending apocalypse, with turn-based combat and complex RPG elements. You're sure to be overwhelmed when first booting up this game, as it comes with a busy screen of stats to observe, options for play, and swathes of text. There's a brief tutorial, but you're just thrown headfirst into the game, forcing you to figure things out as you go along. An average run can last between 20 minutes to an hour and a half, and you'll need to get in many, many, many of these before you get the hang of it. However, even after you've just about mastered the mechanics, you still feel like a beginner every time you get blindsided by a shock encounter or unexpected scare. It's a real two-pronged attack. Number 8, Final Fantasy 13. So if Tunic got a spot on this list for leaving you in the dark for a long time, well then the infamous Final Fantasy XIII gets one for the opposite. Video game tutorials are a necessary evil, as while they can be slow and frustrating, you will really need them to grasp a game's nuances, especially when delving into some pretty complex RPGs. Still, this polarizing Final Fantasy game took it a step too far with a tutorial that lasted about, I don't know, 5 hours? It doesn't matter how intricate and complex your game is, no one should be that far into a gaming experience and still feel like they're learning the ropes. To make matters worse is that even after this tutorial stage, post chapter 5, you still have your hand held for even longer, as if you hadn't already suffered enough. You don't really get down to the core of this game until about the 20 hour mark, meaning that the game treats you like a beginner for nearly half of its average 40 to 50 hour runtime. There's still plenty to love in this installment of the iconic franchise, but boy howdy, you have got to be patient to get there. Number 7, The Void. Have you ever entered a video game world so bewildering, unique, and unfamiliar that you felt like you're a literal newborn? Well, if this sort of rebirth is something that you're interested in, then you should probably consider a trip into the Void. This bizarre game puts you in the shoes of a lost soul entering an ethereal purgatory known as the Void. From there, you collect and process color, a rare resource in this world. Whilst doing so, you'll encounter two factions, the Deformed and Monstrous Brothers and the Forlorn Sisters. The Void is a grueling title that will see you die again and again as you attempt to figure figure out the intricacies of this setting. You'll need to get used to drawing complex glyphs with your mouse, battling tough enemies, and farming color. On top of this, the world building and narrative is mired in ambiguity. Any exposition you get from the brothers or sisters is entirely unreliable, as no one truly knows anything concrete. Even after hours in this game, you will be none the wiser. Number 6. Oxygen Not Included. Oxygen Not Included is a cute, charming, and complicated simulation game that can give you a truly wonderful time. That is, if you're willing to work through its rather unforgiving levels of scientific accuracy. The game puts you in charge of a makeshift space colony in a procedurally generated world, and tasks you with keeping your colonists alive by manufacturing and managing their resources. And there's a lot to account for, including hunger, water, power, and, of course, oxygen levels. Now, the game's scientific accuracy takes its toll in ways that will actually surprise you. For example, you can see your oxygen levels drop radically thanks to the diffusion of gases when opening a new chamber. Elements like that are easy to get stumped by if you don't pre-plan every step you take, with small decisions often leading to big ramifications. Oh, and if you just thought it was science that could only ruin your colony, think again. There's even more to observe, like stress levels or sudden temperature changes, all of which can be colony killers. This is one complex space simulator, and it's one you'll desperately contend with for hours on end.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. Fear and Hunger. If you're the kind of person who loves playing video games that hate you, then this is a game that should definitely make it to your Steam wishlist faster than a Ferrari. Fear and Hunger lets you control an adventurer roaming a dark fantasy dungeon. However, making significant progress requires hours of trial and error as you come to grips with its punishing setbacks and challenging gameplay. Now, this game is truly formidable, as the enemies are unbelievably tough and even a minor mistake can ruin your run. For example, if you lose a limb in battle, well, you won't get it back. I mean, just imagine roaming a dangerous dungeon with no arms. It will not be a good time. Additionally, you can become even more of a victim thanks to RNG, as random coin flips determine the success of loot drops, insta-kills, enemy attacks, and even whether you're allowed to save your game. Woof. Like many punishing video games, you can eventually get the hang of it if you put enough work in and learn from your countless demises, but it takes a long time to feel even remotely equipped to take this game head on. Number 4. Dyson Sphere Program. A Dyson sphere is a megastructure intended to encompass a star with solar panels and convert its power into energy. With an idea as ambitious as that as the root of this game, it's no wonder the Dyson sphere program is so overwhelmingly complex yet utterly brilliant. This mind-blowing factory simulation title tasks you with harvesting the resources of a star cluster to eventually build the titular machines, creating your own galaxy-wide production line. The process of developing your factories and harvesting materials will leave your mind racing as you account for all of the resources required. Additionally, you'll need to keep your own mecha powered up lest your production line come crashing to a halt. Going from a small factory all the way up to a Dyson sphere is, naturally, a mind-blowing exercise in scientific advancements, but it is one that will make many players feel overwhelmed. There is simply just too much to do in this game, and it will make you feel like you've barely scratched the surface even after an extended playtime. Overall, creating a Dyson sphere is a massive undertaking, and that really shows. Number 3. Kingdom Hearts. Now look, calling Kingdom Hearts' story convoluted is kind of like beating a dead horse at this point, but honestly, that horse still bloody deserves it, so grab a keyblade and let's beat away. The Kingdom Hearts games are an utter blast, but it's a gargantuan undertaking to understand the franchise's mythology and lore in its entirety. The best way to get it all down is to pay attention to every moment, play every game including the spin-offs, and piece it together like a puzzle. But you know what? Not all gamers want to do that. A lot of Kingdom Hearts players enter the world of Disney cross Final Fantasy for the fun gameplay, not the sprawling narrative. As such, it's easy to feel like a beginner throughout if you don't have every piece of lore already seared into your mind. It's not like this tale of darkness, friendship, and hearts has an overly complicated narrative, it's simply that there's too damn much to remember, and it doesn't help that the timeline is padded with pointless characters, random plot twists, and more. Only the most hardcore of Kingdom Hearts fans can fully tell you what's going on, and even they will struggle to recall every last detail. Number 2. Kerbal Space Program. If space travel were as easy as video games make it look, then there would be a McDonald's on the moon by now. Kerbal Space Program knows it, celebrates it, and makes you feel like an absolute fool for thinking that you can do it. This amazingly science-heavy game tasks players with leading a space program full of humanoid creatures called Kerbals. However, don't be fooled by these adorable mascots, as the game is a profoundly challenging ride that requires you to think like a rocket scientist, which naturally doesn't come easy to most. Sending your Kerbals rocket into space requires hours of trial and error to achieve even the smallest victories. However, the difficulty doesn't come from a sense of malice from the developers, but rather the game's mind-blowing levels of scientific accuracy. Everything from the engineering to orbital physics is accounted for, making the whole thing feel overwhelmingly complex. If you're looking to go into space without trouble, well, I'd say go grab No Man's Sky, but if you're looking to kickstart a career in NASA, well, Kerbal Space Program is for you. And number 1, Dwarf Fortress. Now let's say you decided to travel around the world, and at the same time a friend of yours started playing Dwarf Fortress. Well, by the time that you returned with a lovely tan, your friend would probably still be a beginner at this game. That hypothetical does seem absurd, but it's actually not hyperbole, as this game is so overwhelmingly complex, difficult, dense, and adaptive that the chances of you ever feeling like you've mastered this are slim to none. Dwarf Fortress puts you in control of a colony of dwarfs as they create a fortress. Shocking, I know. It's a roguelike construction and management sim with thousands of variables that can impact your play, ranging from weather patterns to the personalities of your individual dwarves. Now, getting to grips with the game's original interface is like rolling a boulder up a hill, as it is overwhelming both visually and in practice. There's just so much going on and so much to consider that even a minor slip-up can be game-shattering. There is an ocean of complexity to Dwarf Fortress that leaves even the most veteran players utterly bemused. Hell, the fan-made beginner's guide is over 200 pages long, and that kinda says it all. And there we go, my friends. Those were 10 video games you can play for hours and stay a beginner. I hope that you enjoyed that, and please let me know what you thought about it down in the comments section below. As always, I've been Jules. You can go follow me over on Instagram, where it's at RetroJ, but the O is a zero. And if you're interested in Warhammer pictures, that's what I've got for you over there, baby. Also, go subscribe to me over on the FGS or Future Game Show YouTube channel, where I'm doing all of my gaming content going forward. Big love to you all. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.